Next Generation. How can I help you?
Hi, is this Genesee?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm Samantha Hayes calling you from the compliance team of Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. All right, so I just wanted to have a quick chat with you in regards to the dispute that we have received on your project. I see that the amount, 927, I believe that is that you paid for the for your book project, has been disputed by your bank. May I know the reason for that?
Yes, I have not been in communication with the project manager since December. I repeatedly send him emails, and he doesn't reply or respond. I paid $927 for editing. I got one round of editing. I had my own suggestions, including the correct title because it was wrong, and it was never corrected. And I never got a reply.
Okay, I apologize for the inconvenience over there. But what I see, you do understand that we use the online portal that's called Creative Design Agency for communication, right?
Yes, and that's what we were, he and I were originally communicating, but he just stopped answering any of my questions. And like I said, I only got one correction and or one edit, and then it was wrong, that even the title was wrong. And so when I replied to it asking for, you know, an update, I never got it.
Okay. I
Much
see
less
that
the illustration.
I see that a file has been sent to you on the 6th of December, and that is the last update. We haven't received any feedback on that. Did you check the portal lately?
I checked the portal as of the first week of January when I told him that if I hadn't heard back that I was going to go ahead and cancel the service, and I didn't hear back. So I went ahead and gave him an extra week just in case and still didn't hear back. So then I went ahead and just canceled the service.
Okay, Genesee, I believe there seems to be a miscommunication here. I believe you've been emailing him, but when I look at the portal, as far as the compliance and the entire management is concerned, we are waiting on your feedback on the last draft that was sent to you on the 6th of December. So
that
I
is incorrect
no that.
Because, no, that's not true, and I have it all printed out, which I submitted to my credit card company, because I did reply. I replied with all of my suggestions and my ideas. He sent me a questionnaire.
On the last draft.
And
I see your comments on the questionnaire. That was, let me just really quickly go back. If you can pull up the portal with me, that would be great.
No, I don't have access to it anymore. And honestly, I haven't heard back from anyone until I pulled my money. Now I'm hearing back. So at this point, I don't need the service, and I'm fine.
I understand that you do not need the services, but as I said, that we, according to the portal, we are waiting on your feedback. That's the reason why you haven't heard back. Now, I have to speak to
you. That is a lie, ma'am.
Saying.
I asked for feedback from him. I emailed him repeatedly 3 or 4 times, and he never contacted me back. So that is incorrect.
Let me get to the depth of that, because I do not see any of your follow-ups on the Teamwork portal, the Creative Design Agency portal. That's the reason why I called up to check what's going on, because from what I can see.
Then.
I'm sorry?
It must have been pulled then, because I have repeatedly, I've communicated with him all through December and even in January. So if you don't have my communication via the portal asking for feedback from him, I'm not sure if he deleted it. I don't know what to tell you.
He doesn't have access to delete that. So you most likely sent him emails against the portal. Do you have any screenshot of your messages for the portal after the 6th or 7th?
I actually do, but is there a reason why you need it? Because at this point, it's done, and I've canceled it.
Yes, the reason why I need it, it's because your bank, see, when once you file a dispute without asking for a refund, what happens is that your bank must have asked you for all the written correspondence with the company, right? Same way they've asked us for the correspondence with the customer to understand the case better and understand both sides of the story. Now, as per my evaluation in terms of the communication on the portal, I see that the last message was sent from Don Rhodes on the 6th, which was a draft sent to you asking for approval. But you're saying you have emailed him as well. So right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to get back to him and see the correspondence on emails. If, of course, he has missed something, then we will just go ahead and let it go. But just in case if anything else, then you do understand this is going to be a legal case.
Let me have your email. Let me have your email, and I'll send it to you directly, all of our correspondence, because I sent it to my bank.
Yes, please. Can you write it down?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So it's going to be Samantha. That is S-A-M as in Mary, A-N as in November, T-H-A, Samantha, dot, Hayes, that is H as in Harry, A as in Alpha, Y as in Yankee, E as in Echo, S as in Sierra, at penguinbookwriters.com. You got that?
Writers with an S?
Writers, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I will definitely get it to you because I definitely have all of my correspondence and all of my responses.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your help. I apologize for this entire inconvenience that you had to face. See, we believe in delivering our best, all right? Customer satisfaction is what our business runs on. So we cannot afford to get into things like this and have our customers dissatisfied because that also comes on the reputation of the company. And that's the reason why I'm calling you to close this on a good note or maybe have you back on board. But looking at the experience that you faced, I see that you are very reluctant on coming back to us. So let me get to the depth of it, and I would truly appreciate if you can email me the screenshots, okay?
I absolutely will, and my suggestion is he needs to be fired. Have a good day.
All right. You're